Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
When you think of retro trends and exercise, you know, you think about, oh, those leg warmers and the scrunchy buns up on top of your head and people doing the various aerobics, Jane Fonda and Buns of Steel. I remember those things. Well, we're talking about the retro exercises today that are coming back in. My guest is Phil Trotter. He's a consultant for Exercises Medicine, the global initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine. So, Phil, you know, I mentioned Buns of Steel, and I mentioned Jane Fonda. So these things people look at and roll their eyes and say, oh, my God, come on. But really, they started the fitness craze, the fitness trend, and they're still around, aren't they?
Absolutely, and probably stronger than ever. What's interesting is that group exercise, which exploded in the 80s, has really made a comeback. And in a lot of ways due to the fact that it's a very efficient and effective way to provide exercise programming. And of course, there's been a lot of talk about personal training over the past years, which is a great one-on-one way to participate in physical activity. But group is really one of the more efficient ways to do it. Plus, it has that social aspect that everybody enjoys. And so, particularly when you've got an instructor that's, you know, very entertaining and can talk along with providing the cueing and the exercises that you follow, it's really quite an enjoyable experience.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you feel that energy and it's electric sometimes in the room, sometimes it's a little almost too much for some people with the lights and the loud music. But yet, if you do let yourself get into it. Now, what about the videos? Okay, so group exercise you're talking about, but the videos are really huge right now, and you can even get them on demand, so you don't even have to necessarily go to the store and rent them or buy them. You can get them right there on demand. Why are people going for the videos too when that isn't really group exercise?
Well, it's sort of a form of group exercise, and you're right. You know, access, first of all, access to video at home is much easier than it ever was. But it's sort of a form of group. You sort of feel like you're part of a group. And if you remember, so many of the videos, particularly when they first came out in the 80s, actually were portraying a group on stage that you sort of followed, and they brought you into it, even though you were at home and you're doing the movements, they sort of brought you into the experience. So you really felt like you were part of it. I would say probably one of the best at that has been Leslie Sansone as an example, who does walking programs on video, and you participate from your home as part of that group.
Okay, so yes, you can do these things at home, and you can feel like you are a part of that group. Even, you know, Taibo. Remember Taibo, Phil? And I mean, you still see the commercials sometimes for it, you know, Blanks, whatever, Billy Blanks. That got me really going. And if you did it now, it's still a really great workout.
It is, and Zumba has probably come along as a current example of how that whole idea of working with a group in a large room and then being able to see that from your home has had a fantastic impression on a whole new audience. If you remember back, there was Bodies in Motion was a group doing exercise on a beach. And that also had a phenomenal appeal. And Denise Austin, who had a TV show for years, even though for the most part she was by herself, the idea was she was your instructor and she talked to all the viewers as a group.
Okay, so that's videos. We got our group exercise. I do have to just give a quick mention because, you know, when you think of sweating to the oldies, when you think of very heavy ladies jumping around. You know, there's really sort of only one person that comes to mind. Now, when we look at these were videos, they were television shows. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. So do people still sweat to the oldies? Are they still doing those kinds of things?
Absolutely. And I think you're probably talking about Richard Simmons.
Oh, that would be who I'm talking about, yes.
Absolutely. A friend for years, by the way, and was able to work with him long ago when he first launched his studio in Beverly Hills, and of course had the TV shows and all the great videos that he did, and in fact helped so many people, particularly those that were overweight, to be able to move and to feel like they were part of that group. And that kept them engaged, and it was a very sustainable program for overweight folks. So you're absolutely right. There's been those personalities that have really been able to reach out to groups of people, whether they be in a room in a live situation or over the TV through video. It's been a phenomenal experience. But I would like to say what's happening with group now is group is also being used to provide physical activity as part of healthcare, and where healthcare is looking more and more at how physical activity can have such an impact on chronic diseases and the prevention and treatment of chronic diseases. So what you're seeing now is a lot of sponsoring and promotion by hospitals and insurance plans to be able to support group exercise both in a live environment and through video.
I agree with you completely, Phil, because now preventive medicine, which is what my field of expertise is, and, you know, this is what now, as you say, the hospitals are sponsoring it. Doctors for exercise as medicine using their prescription pads to actually prescribe exercise as the form of medicine. But before we change gears here, I want to just point out a neat kind of sort of way to, you know, look at these things. What was boot camp, which is still in, now they call it CrossFit. Jazzercise, of course, is now Zumba, is so huge. And looking at old time things are now, you know, Physique 57. We've got all these things. And body conditioning, metabolic training. So they've kind of just given all everything sort of the fresh up look, haven't they?
It sure have. You're so right. I mean, it's things that aren't necessarily new in terms of concept, but certainly new in terms of approach. And again, you know, the personalities that lead those new approaches, you know, have a real impact in terms of being able to get people engaged and started doing things that you know, those of us that have been in the fitness industry for years, of course, wanted everybody to do. And I think what's been helpful is we've been able to bring in more of the population, you know, within a community in order to experience that.
Well, and we certainly hope that as we talk more this year about exercise as medicine, that the insurance companies jump on that bandwagon for preventive medicine. So, you know, wrap it kind of all up in a nice, neat little package for us, Phil. When we look at the exercises, retro exercises coming back, what are they really doing for us now, and what can we look for them to do in the future?
I think what they'll do is we'll take some of those activities that have been very, very successful in the past and repackage them and bring them back, particularly those that have a fairly low entry level in terms of fitness and choreography. And like, for example, step training. Step training is just one of those activities that never go away, and you'll see those keep coming back and bringing more people in to get them active.
I love that you said that they're sort of easy entry, because people don't realize, you know, some things like Zumba, you have to kind of learn, and you have to sort of learn the routines. And I've seen some fast classes, and I was a dancer. I couldn't follow these things, my goodness. But that's the kind of things that are coming back. And as we know, Exercise is Medicine, the global initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine, calling on all physicians to use their prescription pads to write out a prescription for exercise, because it's better than any medication on the market. And what's old is new again. So get in on some of those retro exercises. Go jazzercise or sweat to the oldies. That's how it gets done. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and stay well.